I have mom's stupid turtle, Chris.
I heard. She told me. She said that Landon likes the turtle.
I mean, yeah. I mean, he likes turtle, but, like, not that much.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Wednesday Night's Wins and Whiffs. It's when we share our wins of the week with you guys, new stuff to the collection, or if something goes bad, like a shipping disaster, or something is broken, and I see Charles is working out, doing his pregame stretches there. If you would, please subscribe to the channel, like this video, and comment. You can follow us on Rogue Five Toys, and you can also follow along with us at Five Idiots Talking Toys. All our links are there to all of our socials, our merch shop, everything Five Idiots Talking Toys. So how's it going, guys?
What's up?
Good, good.
Good. Is Chris frozen?
Yeah, he's frozen.
Oh. I'm frozen?
Not that frozen. Great.
Frozen's yeah, better than not even showing up like Shane and Brandon. So
who didn't show up?
Yeah. Shane and Brandon, the water boy and the janitor for the show. Oh.
Been sitting here for 45 minutes waiting for them to come on, and now they don't sign on, so we have to move along with the show.
Is everything okay with us, guys?
Who cares?
Who cares? The show must go on.
Shane has internet as usual. I don't think he paid his bill.
Yeah, I think he's wanted to take the night off anyway, right?
He did, yeah. That's I think this is just an excuse to be off.
Okay.
Nobody loses power more than Shane. Shane has lost his power, I think, probably about 5% of these shows.
Well, and it's always Sunday nights. It's always at this time.
Yeah. I hear that's typical for that part of Jersey that he lives in.
Exactly.
So maybe it's Jersey.
That's the armpit of the country.
And Brandon is going to see – yeah. Brandon is going to see John Williams in concert for the 50th time.
It's a nerd.
What am I doing?
How many times are you going to see John Williams in concert? I mean, how many other people are there? There's him and three other people sitting in the stands.
Brandon is a huge fanboy. He loves this crap.
God.
Yeah. I think he probably says after every show, he probably says, you know what? This is probably the last time we'll be able to see him.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
And then look, he's back 2 weeks later.
Crazy.
But does my screen keep blinking?
It's keeps freezing.
I'm actually losing power over here too. That's why.
Oh, really?
Hold on.
Is it storming really bad in your neck of the woods right now?
There's nothing.
Nothing.
I already looked on weather.com. New Jersey, 89 degrees right now. Zero wind, no rain. Yeah. It's
beautiful actually there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's in the pool, I think. He's in his tube. He's naked. He's having a drink. And he doesn't want to come on.
Yeah, he's got his
Shane
on.
If Shane is naked in a tube, then I'm so glad he's not on right now. Then,
yeah,
probably better that way.
All right, so I guess we'll start it off while everybody's here. What is the first win of the week?
Can't raise my hand up first. I'm not alive. I get
you know that. Well, Shane's not here, so
that's true. So I'll go first.
All right, Chris is going first.
Just got back from CAS, and I don't have my gloves with me.
Yeah,
but this is a white Besten Guard baggie.
Nice. Rated
85 plus. It is a ESBD baggie, and a white Besten Guard baggie is, you know, kind of hard to find. It's definitely not the everyday baggie that you see. So, was very happy to pick this up and add this to the collection.
What did that come with a playset? What playset did that come with?
I honestly have no idea what this came in. He must have came in one of those 8-packs or something.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I have a stupid question for you.
What?
For why? Me? No, for Chris.
Oh, okay.
Why is he the white Bespin guard?
Why?
Yeah.
Because he's white? I mean, if you go back to when the figure came out, how did Kenner label them? White Bespin guard and black Bespin guard. So
true that,
you know, 40 years later, no, 40 years later, I'm not going to change it like Slave One, Boba Fett, Starship, whatever. It's Slave One. This is white Bespin guard. There you go.
Well, this one does not say black Bespin guard.
Yeah, it doesn't say that at all. So.
So the white one says white and the black one says nothing?
No, I don't. I think if you look in the book, like when you look like at books and price guides, like the old ones used to say that, but
yeah,
because it used to say Bespin security guard and then parentheses white and then parentheses black. So
yeah,
most people don't want to write like white or black, so they just use
time. Yeah,
the initials
WBG and
BBG. Yeah.
To be honest with you, I write white and black every time. I don't care what anyone says or thinks. That's stupid. I'm not being racist by saying it's a Bespin security guard white or black. It's yeah. I'm just labeling what it is.
Yeah. So, well, I have a friend who's from Haiti.
He's green.
I have a friend who's from Haiti, and he's like, people call me African American all the time. I'm not African American. I'm from Haiti. I'm a black man.
Completely different.
Oh, he's frozen again. Nope. Oh.
He must be sharing the internet with Shane.
Probably.
We have bad storms here too right now. That's why.
Bad storms.
Bad storms. That's my win of the week. It'll be for sale on Rogue Five. Yes.
I got a question. When they grade those, do they grade the condition of the baggie and the figure?
I believe it's both, yeah. Like, you can't hand in a baggie with, like, holes and slips, you know, slits in it and all the markings, like, fading off. But then if the figure is all jacked up, too, they're going to, you know, they're definitely going to ding it. So,
because okay. I know on the carded figures they put, they have a grade for the blister, a grade for the card, and a grade for the figure. Grade
for the figure. They don't do that for this. It's just all one grade. But, you know, I've sent in a lot of baggies that were either in rough shape and still got bad grades because and the figure was mint. And if the figure is mint on a rough, you know, and vice versa. So they definitely look at both.
No. Okay. All right. Well, Charles, you're next.
Okay, I'll go. I
had to put you in the full screen there. Dang
it. I actually have two.
Okay, two wins.
All right, thanks. Thanks, Shane.
So my first one is from my kids. They got me this for Father's Day. I am their father with their names, and they picked their favorite like colors for their lightsabers.
Very nice.
Oh, that's cool.
So.
That is cool.
This. I thought it was really cool.
That's awesome.
I like it just because they got it for me, but if it was like, you know, some other kind of off thing, I wouldn't even keep it.
Garbage.
Yeah.
Throw it in the trash.
My second win is going to be a Lego Rancor.
Oh my God. That's pretty cool.
So I got him for $130 shipped.
God, he's more than a vintage Kenner Rancor.
Yeah, I know. He goes for like 175, like, you know, somewhere near like $200 because of his like nails. The nails always fall off.
Yeah.
And his fingers always fall off. So it's actually really cool. It's cool and it's really small. But yeah. He's more than a vintage Rancor.
What size is that like in comparison to like a loose graded figure?
Oh,
it's bigger or smaller?
It's smaller.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay. I got you.
It's pretty small.
It looked really big when you were showing it at first.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. It's pretty
small. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, right close butt. Yeah.
Tail. Nice.
Okay. I guess it's time for my win of the week.
Lord Walden's turn.
Huh?
So it's Lord Walden's turn.
It's my turn.
I was really hoping that everybody else would be on here, but I'm going to go ahead and shoot this.
I got Mango Falcon from 1974.
Yeah, exactly. That's where this comes in.
You squeeze the legs?
No, these don't have, they don't have any action powers. That's the superpowers collection. But anyway, he's in really good shape. I got him from Immortal Toys in Wisconsin. John Habigors sent me a message and said, hey, you need to check this out. And I got a really good deal on him. So thanks to those guys up at Immortal Toys in Wisconsin. I'll put their link.
I heard that no one even wanted it, that they were giving it away for free.
No, trust me. People want this one.
What is something like that worth?
These typically go for about $125 to $150 bucks a piece.
Wow.
Especially in this condition. There's no tears. The snap is perfect on the back. The wings aren't torn. A lot of times they're torn. The boots are in really good condition. There's no paint rubs on the boots.
No paint rubs on the face.
No, so that's the Bespin guard?
This is not the black Bespin guard. This is a Falcon. Falcon from Marvel Comics. 1974. But really, really good condition. And something interesting about this, the hands, if you look at the hands, I don't know if you can. Can you see how they're textured like that? It looks like they have hair all over them.
Yeah, it looks like Freddy Krueger's hands.
Jesus. Yeah. Well, what that is that's textured hair. And they use the bodies from
the same skin as Shane.
Planet of the Apes. Huh?
Has the same skin as Shane. The same skin texture.
But they use the bodies from the Planet of the Apes line for this figure here. Yeah.
That's some good knowledge, John. Thank you.
Yeah.
Is that historical?
No, it's not really historical.
Now, is there a variant without the Scar Mary hand? Or is it a regular hand version?
I don't know of one. I don't know of one. Okay. But yeah.
Rare.
All right. So does anyone have a whiff of the week? No whiffs, just wins. That's good.
Sorry.
I guess the whiff for the show is that it's just the three of us.
Yeah. That's okay. Brandon not telling us in advance he was going to be off. Shane told us weeks ago, and then all of a sudden he doesn't show up. So,
yeah.
Typical Shane.
Yeah, he was supposed to be on, right, because the concert that we're going to got rained out?
Correct.
They were going to see Barry Manilow, I think.
Or Robbie Chubby, I think it was.
Chubby Checker. But it got rained out because it was an outside show. And right now in Jersey, it's 70 degrees.
Yeah.
Cloudy.
Exactly.
For whatever reason, only near.
I bet they went to the show.
Only near his house, there's a hurricane, a tornado.
Yeah. I bet they went to the show.
Probably.
Oh, checking my messages.
See Facebook later. Here,
no.
We're gonna check Facebook later, and there's gonna be all kinds of posts of Shane and his wife at the Barry Manilow show.
He's actually posted items for sale right now on Rogue Five.
Oh, well. At least he's active. At least his internet's active, right?
Yeah. Exactly. Sorry, guys.
All right. Well, there's another episode of Wins and Whiffs. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you on our Sunday night podcast. Please like and subscribe to this channel, and
go visit us at Rogue Five Toys and go to fiveidiotstalkingtoys.com and you can get all of our links right there. So, guys, another one in the books.
Thankies.
Charles doing his stretches. His closing stretches, yeah. Not his opening stretches.
Jenny Craig over there.
The Jenny Craig.
Bye bye.
Good night.
Bye bye. Bye bye. Bye bye.